Welcome back to your 702 Weekend Breakfast with me, Gugs Mhlongo. Time for us to talk sustainability. The main supply to water to Johannesburg in the Gauteng province and to the Free State, that's scheduled to be cut off for 6 months. And that's because crucial maintenance work needs to be done on the 37-kilometer Lesotho Highlands Water Project Tunnel. And that's going to begin in October 2021. There was an interesting piece published in The Conversation looking at what that six-month shutdown would mean for industry, farming, and residents. So we wanted to try and figure out what is the project, why it is so crucial, and what will that 6 month look like for us. Joined on the line by a water expert at the University of the Free State, Professor Anthony Turton joins us on the line. Professor Turton, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and the listeners. Good to be on your show again.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good to have you. So, Prof, just a little bit of a refresher, a reminder. What is the Lesotho Highlands Water Project? And I know we're on the Lesotho Highlands Water Project 2 now. This is, I guess, the second iteration. But what is that project? Why is it so crucial?
Yes, in a nutshell, a condensed history of the Lesotho Highlands Project. It was conceived in the 1950s as what was then known as the Oxbow Scheme, originally designed to take water from Lesotho to enable the Orange Free State goldfields. So very much an Anglo-American kind of enabler back in the 1950s. Fast forward to the 1980s, it was then changed in concept to supply water to Gauteng rather than to the Orange Free State goldfields. It supplies about something like 60% of the water to Gauteng now. It's a hugely important project, but we only have completed phase one, and we're just transitioning now to phase two, and there's something like five phases planned. So in other words, there's lots of development still to happen in the future. But the important thing is it is a strategically important water supply for Johannesburg, and it sustains about 60% of the GDP of the country, and it sustains probably about one-third of the total human population in South Africa.
So it is quite crucial to not just Gauteng and the Free State, but to the country in general. And do we then have this project in place because Lesotho does have water to spare?
Yes, that's an interesting question because Lesotho, being a mountain, hello.
We can hear you, Professor.
Yeah. Lesotho, being a mountain kingdom, it's just got lots of rainfall and lots of good storage sites for dams. Now, the water that would flow in the river in Lesotho naturally flows into South Africa anyhow. So there's this thing. This question of, is it Lesotho's water, is it South Africa's water? If it wasn't developed upstream, it would become South Africa's water anyhow. So that's a moot point. All that's happened now is the strategic use has been made of the natural landscape in Lesotho. So it's high altitude and very deep, very steep valleys. So the steep valleys are important because what it enables now is a very deep dam to be built. The Kotse Dam is about 180 meters deep. Now, that's exceptionally deep, and there's a mathematical reason for that because by having such a deep dam, the volume of water is large compared to a very relatively small surface area. So the losses to evaporation are very, very low. Now, if we compare that, just to get a comparison that the listener can understand, it ultimately feeds into the Vaal Dam system. And the Vaal Dam is very shallow, about like 40 meters deep, but it's got a massive surface area. And more water is lost off the Vaal Dam to evaporation for 11 months of the year than flows in under natural conditions. So in other words, the altitude in Lesotho and the deep storage in Lesotho are both of great strategic importance to South Africa because we can manage our evaporative losses simply by storing at an altitude. And because it's at altitude, it can flow naturally by gravity into South Africa. And while it flows by gravity through the mountain, it also flows through the Mwela power plant, which generates electricity for Lesotho. And in so doing, it also slows down the flow coming to South Africa. That's necessary because you get massive amounts of erosion in the river when you get a high velocity flow of a big pipeline coming into your river. Just to give an indication, the pipeline that is being maintained now is a 5.1 meter diameter pipeline. Mm-hmm. So you'll drive a bus through that. You'll drive a massive truck through that with ease.
And so do we know what the impact will be? I was reading an article that said it could potentially exacerbate current water scarcity that's affecting quite a large number of people in Gauteng, and that residents may find themselves having to rely on alternative sources such as underground water, bottled water, and also saying that there could be an impact on agriculture as well for, you know, they need it for irrigation, livestock watering, farming activities. It could lead, so the shutdown for this very important maintenance could lead to reduced agricultural productivity, crop failure and financial losses. This is the article in, I think it was The Conversation. Could the shutdown be that impactful?
Okay, I personally found that article to be a little bit on the alarmist side. Mm-hmm. And I also found that it had made one or two conceptual errors errors in the application of logic. Okay, so let's just quickly look at the agricultural aspect. We mentioned earlier on that that phase one is completed, and phase one consisted of two different sub-phases, phase 1A and phase 1B. Phase 1A was the Kutsi Dam and the tunnel that delivers water from Kutsi into Liebenberg's Vlei in the Orange Free State. Phase 1B was another dam that supplied additional what is known as yield, or additional flow into Kutsi Dam. Now, Phase 1B, the entire yield of Phase 1B is lost. It doesn't arrive at the Vaal Dam due to unlawful irrigation. So what's happened is the river has got very much bigger in South Africa. Farmers have started using that water, but it's exceeded the farmers' legal, lawful right allocation. So will it impact agriculture? Yes, it will impact agriculture because you've now got a substantial irrigation agriculture economy that has grown off the back of the unlawful abstraction of water. So yes, they will have a lot to say about it. But the Department of Water and Sanitation has been working on this notion of existing lawful use for a long, long time. And they know exactly who the unlawful abstractors are because they make use of satellite data going back for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly who's got center pivot irrigation systems and how long they've been going and whether they were initially lawful or not. So yes, there will be an impact on agriculture, but that is going to be associated with the unlawful abstraction in the first place. So that's a sort of gray area kind of concern as far as I'm concerned. Then the second one is the integrated Vaal management system is an extremely complex system. There are many, many dams that are in that system. The system is designed to hold strategic storage for more than a season. In fact, one of the main dams in the system is the Sterkfontein Dam on top of the Drakensberg Mountains. And that the importance of Sterkfontein is that it receives water from the Tugela in KZN, pumped over the Drakensberg Mountain in pipelines, and it's then discharged into the Tugela, where the discharge flow now enables Eskom to recover electricity. It's a pumped storage scheme. So that's one of Eskom's peak demand management mechanisms. But the important thing is that the Sterkfontein Dam has got about, as if my memory serves me correctly, about 3 years worth of strategic storage for Gauteng. So in other words, if there's a 6-month shutdown from Lesotho Highlands, and we've got 3 years of strategic storage in the Sterkfontein Dam, then we're not going to feel the immediate impact from the shutdown for routine maintenance. So that's an important distinction that that the listener needs to understand. And I wish that people writing about these things, I wish they would also understand the fact that the VAAL system has got buffering capacity in it. Yes, it's under pressure, but we still have buffering capacity left in the system. So those are two completely different issues that we can't link them in. In a sort of cause effect kind of way.
So they, I mean, like this article is saying that, you know, there may be the possibility of having to rely on alternative water sources. It doesn't sound like we'll need to, like this underground water and bottled water, which cost more, thanks to the VAAL dam and its buffering capacity. That doesn't sound like it'll be necessary.
Yes, for the listeners that are old enough to remember the Y2K crisis that was allegedly going to happen when we turned, the 1st of January 2000, when all the world's computers were supposed to crash, this is exactly the same. Now, this is a Y2K. It's going to become a nothing burger. I've just done an interview a while ago with Afrikaans Media, and I couldn't find an Afrikaans word for nothing burger. But this is literally going to be, in my view anyhow, I mean, I can't predict the future with 100% certainty, but I think all facts being equal, I don't believe that there will be any massive impact on the users in Gauteng. And I think it's important that we don't undermine confidence, you know, in the economy, because there's already so much negative news out there that I don't think we must add an additional layer to it. So as far as I'm concerned, this is purely routine maintenance. It is planned for. We must be welcome the fact that routine maintenance is done, because that's one of the reasons why infrastructure fails elsewhere. And it, you know, it takes a couple of months to do this type of thing. But we have the buffer capacity in the system. The VAAL dam is reasonably full. I don't know what the exact number is at the moment, but it's reasonably full. And there we've got at least a year's supply of water in the VAAL dam. What it does mean, however, and now this gets very nuanced now, what it does mean is that Rand Water cannot pump anything more than its licensed abstraction rate, for the simple reason that there's no other water coming in from the city for that period of time, which means that there might be a little bit of pressure placed across the system as a result of that. But it doesn't mean to say that we're going to have low pressure, for example, in Johannesburg. That's just not causally linked. It's not it's like saying that what happens on a soccer field is relevant to what happens on a rugby field. Mm. You know, they're two completely different fields of play and different rules and different logic.
Professor, as always, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us and clarifying some of these issues for us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is water expert at the University of the Free State, Professor Anthony Turton, joining us for our sustainability conversation, looking ahead to the 6-month maintenance on a tunnel that's part of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project.